and how ironic it is when those very values are denied in the name of religion. For example, we are sometimes told that it is wrong to feed the hungry. But that mission is an explicit mandate given to us in the 25th chapter of Matthew. Second, we must respect the independent judgments of conscience. Those who proclaim moral and religious values can offer counsel, but they should not casually treat a position on a public issue as a test of fealty to faith. Just as I disagree with the Catholic bishops on tuition tax credits, which I oppose, so other Catholics can and do disagree with the hierarchy on the basis of honest conviction on the question of the nuclear freeze. Thus, the controversy about the moral majority arises not only from its views, but from its name, which, in the minds of many, seems to imply that only one set of public policies is moral, and only one majority can possibly be right. Similarly, people are and should be perplexed when the religious lobbying group, Christian Voice, publishes a morality index of congressional voting records, which judges the morality of senators by their attitude towards Zimbabwe and Taiwan.